Unit 10, Exercise 9. Listen to the text and match the beginnings, 1 to 10, with the appropriate endings, A to J.
The primitive dwellings of many native tribes are often little more than shelters of mud, skin, or wood, hardly deserving the name of house. Permanently constructed houses have only developed in settled civilizations. Their forms differ widely according to the kind of life people live, the climate, the materials available for building, and the skill with which these are used. The shape of the house is strongly influenced by the climate. Where it is warm, the plan of the house is open. The rooms in such houses are often arranged round a courtyard, which admits air but not too much sun. In the north, houses are more compact so that they can be more easily kept warm in winter. Where there is much rain, they have steep roofs to throw it off. But where there is much snow and frost, they generally have flatter roofs where the snow will lie, making a warm blanket over the house. Still, in hot countries, flat roof may also be common because no slope is needed to throw off rainwater. The shape of windows is also dependent on the climate. They are large in the north to admit sunlight, though not so large as to make the rooms too cold. In the south, windows are small so as to keep the house as cool as possible inside and are often shaded away from the sun. Shutters outside the windows also provide protection from the sun. Balconies and verandas in hot climates are usually rather big to be used as a cool sitting place in the open air. Windows are placed facing away from the sun in hot countries and, where possible, towards the sun in cold climates to let in as much light and warmth as possible. Chimneys are a prominent feature of the exterior of the northern house. The shape and size of the rooms, and therefore of the house as a whole, depend on the way people live. In the Middle Ages, when people spent most of their time out of doors, rooms were few and barely furnished. But as indoor activities increased, rooms were set apart for different purposes. Nowadays, in the West, the desire for privacy has led to houses or flats with small rooms so that each family can have a separate living place and each person a separate room. Still, in warm countries, people live much more out of doors than in the North, so the houses are simpler and the rooms are less heavily furnished.